How good is Fletcher Cox?
Yeah, he's a really good football player. I'm sure you guys have seen him. He's good at what he does.
I mean, their entire front four, right, or front seven. What makes them so good against the run?
They have great players across the board, and you know, they're where they need to be at the right times. And I think it's just the whole defense is playing well together. So that's how they're good.
It's a pretty crazy path to think that in your rookie year you're starting in a conference championship game.
Yeah, it's very crazy and surreal. I know it doesn't come around very often, so you just want to take advantage of these opportunities here.
Getting ready for this game, you're going to face a real good defense, coming off the emotions of what we just saw on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all behind us now. Whatever happened last week has no output. It doesn't help us all this week. So that's all behind us. And like you said, you know, we got a great defense that we got to prepare for, and we're doing everything we can to put ourselves in the right position.
They come with their front four pretty strong throughout the course of the game. As a line, how have you guys studied them up to get ready for Sunday?
I mean, we just, you know, watch a lot of film and see what people have done, good and bad, and try to do everything we can to learn from other teams what they have done. And they're a great defense, and it's going to be a big challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Mike, can you share some of the good and bad that you've seen?
A lot of people blocking them, a lot of people not blocking them, so that's good and bad.
Yeah. What's Mike Zimmer talk about this week in terms of an NFC championship game? It's another game, but it's a huge, it's your biggest stage yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an opportunity that a lot of guys only get one, if any, and so we're just trying to do everything we can to prepare for this and to make sure we, you know, do everything we can to win this game.
You've had that experience, though. You're one of the few guys in this locker room that has that experience. Yeah. Will you be a vocal leader this week and instill some of your experience from a couple years ago?
I'm just going to be the same guy I've been all season, and just not change anything I'm doing. I'm just treating it like a normal game and just doing everything I can to help out.
Any away stadium you go into is a hostile environment, so it's been the hardest part of the game. It's part of the fun.
What makes Philly like really round?
Oh, they love their team. Yeah. They're going to cheer for them, and it's going to be loud, and, you know, whatever comes with that, it's part of playing away.
How about last year's game? What do you kind of think about that? You know, you guys were 5-0, feeling pretty good, and then they got you, and it kind of started that tailspin for you.
You know, we just didn't do things that we needed to do to win the game as far as an offensive line goes. Something we've been able to avoid this year, just need to continue to play the game the way we played it.
What stands out in film about Philly's run defense and what makes it so good?
Oh, they're consistent. They're just good at what they do. Nothing fancy, just good players. They get off the ball, and they've had success at it.
You guys have been successful coming out of the gate running the ball. You look at the Bears game, you look at the game last week. What's made you guys so effective coming out to a fast start?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that's – we've just been effective at it. I mean, I don't know that you can – there's a million things that goes into a run game. To pick the one thing that has made it work, I mean, I think that's an impossible task to do. It's a team effort, receivers, tight ends, running backs, O-line, you know, quarterback, everybody. So just working together as a team.